Okay, Baruch and Shushan Purim, everybody. Today's daf is Chulin Daf Kuf Tes Vav. We are holding on Daf Kuf Yudalit Am Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and his children. So we are holding at Amar Rav Ashi. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi. Minayin l'basar b'chalav sha'asar ba'achila. We're going to darshan how I know that basar b'chalav is asar ba'achila and that it is asar b'hana'a. And the Gemara is going to later discuss the pasuk of Lo Sochal Kol Toeva, because that's going to be one of the drushos that we have. So we're going to discuss other applications of that iser, and then we're going to bring other makaros that pasuk b'chalav is asar ba'achila and b'hana'a, other different shitos of how I know that pasuk b'chalav is asar ba'achila and b'hana'a. So that's essentially the topics of the daf. We're going to have a couple of small daf yomi coincidences, but let's see as they come. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi, minayin l'basar b'chalav sha'asar ba'achila. How do I know that basar b'chalav is asar ba'achila? It never says it in the Torah. It only says lo sevashel gedi b'chalivimo. It never says lo socha lo yeyachel or anything of that nature. So it says Mar Shenemar, because the pasuk says lo sochal kol toeva, kol sheti afti lecha harehu bebal tochal. Anything that I asered, that I told you to stay away from, so that's considered to be asar ba'achila. So basar b'chalav is something that the Torah asers cooking. So memela it's labeled a toeva, and once something is labeled a toeva, it's asar ba'achila. So the lav of lo sochal kol toeva asers even a min tahar as long as an isser is done with it, or it's an isser min haTorah, even though an isser was not, or there is some sort of isser min haTorah, even though it is not, you didn't do any isser with it, it's still considered a toeva, and it's asar ba'achila, like basar that was mispashal b'chalav, even though it's only asar in the Torah to do bishul, since the bishul and the tikkun was done by isser, it becomes a toeva, it's asar af ba'achila, or sorim ozen shal b'char, to make it a balmum, if you do something to a b'char, to make it a balmum and to passel it from being brought on the mizbeach, so that you could shecht it wherever you want. So since doing that sorim ozen makes it chulin, the tikkun for its achila was done by iser, because by the bechor it says kol mum lo yiebo, that you're not allowed to put a mum in it on purpose. So memela that becomes a toeva. You're not allowed to shecht it with its mum and eat it. So that's how Rashi points out. So when it comes to something that was an avera was done with it, that's not a tikkun hadavar, so the Gemara is going to discuss that separately. So, but whenever bas b'chalav, the tikkun hadavar, the preparation of the food was done by iser. Okay. In fact, Tosos raises the question on Kuftas Vav Amud Aleph. Tosos raises the question: how we eat elim shesirson? That even if an Ovid Chavim did sirus on an animal, how are you allowed to eat it? L'chor an iser was done with it. Memela, it should be labeled a toeva, and it should be aser to eat. Pasuk says ba'artzchem losasu. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to be mesaris an animal. So Tosos suggests that the beginning of the pasuk says lo sakrivu la'Hashem, and then it says ba'artzchem losasu. So it sounds like the mesuras is asr only l'gavoa b'hakrava and not l'hedyot b'achila, because it says, the pasuk Dafka says don't bring it as a carbon, and then it says, oh, by the way, don't be mesaris an animal either. So it makes it sound like, but you're not allowed to be mesaris an animal. Once you are, the only thing you're not allowed to do with it is bring it as a carbon. So it's ki'ilu, you have a beferish pasuk that you're allowed to eat it. So anyway, so says marvein li'al b'achila b'hana minayim, even that would only tell me that there's an israel. How do I know is any time the Torah tells me in Israchila, so the mashmos is for both in Israchila and Israna. Until the Torah dafka specifies, like it does by nevela, that it's mutar b'ana because it leger b'nesina, that you're allowed to give it to a ger b'matana ulovid kachavim b'mechira, and you're allowed to sell it to an ovid kachavim by nevela. The Torah says so explicitly, right? Because the pasuk says lo sochu kol nevela leger asher b'sharecha titnena va'achala. Oh, machor l'nachri. So it tells you you're allowed to do that from the fact that the pasuk needs to be matir nevela bahana'a. Tells me that if not for the fact that the pasuk was being matir bahana'a, it would be we would learn from losochlu kol nevela that it's aser bahana'a. So that is the source that losochlu generally means both in isra achila and in isra hana'a. So from Rabbi Avo we learned to pasuk b'chalav where if once you're going to tell me that there is a pasuk in the Torah of losochal Kol Toeva, so Memela Lo Sochal includes both in Isra Achila and in Isra Hana'a. D'tanya. So the Gemara brings a brisa that explains the Heter Hana'a from Nevela. Lo Sochal Kol Nevela Ger Shabashrach Tidana Vachala Omar Chala Nachri. That's the Pasuk saying, Liel Ger Benesina. I would only know that you're allowed to give it to a Ger B'matan Lovik Chavim B'mechir and that you're allowed to sell it to an Ovid Chavim. Le Ger B'mechir Minayin. How do I know that you're allowed to sell it to a Ger? It doesn't say selling to a Ger. It just says Titnena to a Ger. So Tamal Omar La Ger Titnena Omachar. If you put the comma in the wrong place, then it could read Le Ger Titnena Omachar. That if you to a ger, you could either give it or sell it. So you could read the Omachor as part of the, like a Chassidus Torah, right? You could read the Omachor as part of the together with the ger. Lovik Chavim v'nesina minayin. How do I know that you're allowed to give it as a matana to an Lovik Chavim? Tamal Omar Titnena Omachor l'Nachri. If you put the comma in a different place, you could read the phrase Titnena together with the Nachri part. Titnena Omachor l'Nachri. So Nimsa Echad Ger v'Echad Lovik Chavim Bein b'Mechira Bein b'Nesina. Seen the different mayor. So it turns out you could do whichever to whomever. Meaning you could do mechira or nesina to both the ger and to the nachri. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Dvarim Kiksavan. No, you should explain the pasuk dafka. The ger bin nesina lo v'chavim bin mechira. Dafka. You're not allowed to give it as a matana to lo v'chavim. You're not allowed to sell it to a ger. That's how Rashi understands Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Achim Matana Paragimel Alach Yud Aleph. Paskins that you're not allowed to give it to a guy, but he does say that to a ger, it's mutter bein b'mechira, bein b'nesina. So the Achronim explain, the Sfasemes and Beis Halevi, that the Rambam holds that according to Rabbi Yehuda, mechira is not aser to a ger, nesina l'nachri is aser. Beis Halevi is medayik that from Tosos and Mesech Savod Zara as well. Why would it come up in Tosos and Mesech Savod Zara? Because Savod Zara Daf Chaf is where the Gemara Darshins lo sichanim, lo sitin, lo sichanim means three different things. It means lo sitilam chayin, you're not allowed to give an ovid chavim chayin, you're not allowed to gratuitous compliments. Lo sitilam chaniya bekarka, you're not allowed to give them a place to live in Eretz Yisrael. And lo sitin lahem matnas chinam, you're not allowed to give free gifts to ovdei chavim. So if the Torah telling me that dafka b'mechira lo ovdei chavim, because to give a benesina lo ovdei chavim may be a violation of lo sichanim, of giving them a free gift. Maybe that's what Rabbi Yehuda's sensitivity is. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's usher to the nesina l'nachri is derived from mechor l'nachri. In fact, the reason it comes up in Tosaf over there is Tosaf says, why do I need a pasuk of mechor l'nachri to tell me not to give it to a nachri? Anyway, you're not allowed to give it to an achri because of lo sechanim. It should be asr anyway because of lo sita lamat naschinim. So that's what Tosaf says. From lo sechanim, we learn in Yisraelav. Over here, Rabbi Yehuda's darshaning that you're over ba'asei as well. So it's an additional isser by giving it to an achri. Tosaf also says it doesn't say machol an achri. Meaning it only says machol l'nachri to be melamed nesinas ger, which is bechinam velo bedamim. That the only reason it mentions machol l'nachri is to contrast it with a ger. Yeah. That by a ger it should be done bechinam, by a ger you don't pay for it. The Tosos also raises a question Tosos over here raises a question on the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda from the Mishnah we had inside the Gimel and Beis. The Mishnah had said, Shaleach Adam Yerech La'ovid Chavim Shegira Nasha Betocha, that you're allowed to send a thigh to an Ovid Chavim, and the Gira Nasha is in there. And the Lashon Shaleach sounds like it's Bechinam. And in Psachim, it sounds like this Mishnah follows the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So how can we say over here that you're not allowed to give the Isser to an Ovid Chavim? So Tosa says that the Mishnah must be talking about your shachin. It must be talking about your neighbor who's an ovid chavim, because you're allowed to give la ahava l'shcheno nachri. You're allowed to give a matnas chinam. So therefore, it's not subject to the yisur of la seichanim when there's an ongoing relationship with the ovid chavim, because the assumption is that it's not really a matnas chinam. There's some level of reciprocity. There's some assumption that he's going to repay the favor in some form or another. So that's why you're allowed to be sholeach. A yerech and mechora, you're allowed to give an avela as well. So it says, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, why is it Rabbi Yehuda does not darshan the pasuk the way that Rabbi Meir darshan the pasuk that you could do either one to whichever one, that you could do mechira or nesina to either the ovid chavim or the ger? So isal kadai to come Rabbi Meir, because if Rabbi Meir were correct, lichtov rachmanu losochu kol nevela leger shabashrachet nena va'achala umachar, that would be, then you'd be able to use titnena and machar on both of them, because you'd have lo sochal leger first asher b'shrachat titnena v'achla umachar, and you'd have titnena and machar, and then lenachri, like in the sandwiched in between the two people, you'd have both ways of doing it. Oh lamali, but then it adds in the word oh, as if to split it into two halves of the pasuk. So shemamina l'dvarim k'ksavim l'dasa. It must be that you're supposed to read the pasuk in its simplest way. L'ger b'nesina l'avid chavim b'mechira. That it's dafka got to be l'ger b'nesina l'avid chavim b'mechira, and not to darshan mechira to be going on the ger and nesina to be going on the nachri as well. Rav Meir, how's Rav Meir going to explain O Machar? What about the word O? Amilcha Hay O Lahaktim Nesina Deger the Mechir David Chavim. The word O is to tell me a preference, not that only one is motiv, not the other, but that we prefer you give it to a ger, then sell it to an ovid chavim. That if there's a ger around to give it to, don't sell it to an ovid chavim, give it to the ger. That the ikr mitzvah is leger asher b'shrachet titnena. Oh, if you don't have a ger b'sherecha, machar l'nachri. So l'chora, the Rishonim raised the kasha. Tosfos raised the kasha. If a person has something to sell, he we're going to say that he has to give it to a ger before he sells it to a nachri. Even to give it to Yisrael chavero, he wouldn't have to do by, you know, if you have other items, let's say, to sell. You're running a business, so you have no obligation to give all your stuff to Jews rather than sell to a nachri. So why dafka when the Nevela, okay, Nevela, you're more limited. You can't give it to Yisrael. You can only give it to Ger, of course, means Ger Toshef, right? You can't be giving Nevela to Jews, right? So your options are more limited. Now you only have the option of a Ger Toshef or an Ovid Chavim. So of course you'll give it to. Why would I have to lose money and give it to a Ger Toshef for free rather than give it to an Ovid Chavim? So Tosfos suggests that this din is only by Nevela in Eretz Yisrael, where Ovdei Chavim are not Matsuyim Sham, and it's therefore very, very cheap. You're not going to get much money for it anyway, because there's not high demand. But for a ger, it's worth a lot more, because for a ger toshav, it's like any other piece of meat. But if a person has an object to sell, then certainly sell it to a nachri. We don't tell them you have to give it to a Jew rather than sell it to a nachri. So that's clear. Tosfos points this out in Maseches Avodah Zarah. Okay, says the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda, how's he going to know this din, that there is a preference? Lahaktim nesina deger l'mechira David chavim lo tzarkra. I don't need a pasuk. Svaruhu zeata mutzuv l'achil. So a ger toshav, you have a mitzvah to be mechaya ger toshav. It says in pasuk ger v'toshav v'chay imach. But you have no such mitzvah by an ovid chavim. So meila, if you have no such, you would do something that's a mitzvah rather than do something that's not a mitzvah. The Gemara Maseches Pesachim Daf Chaf Aleph and Beis tells us that the drasha of Rabbi Avohu doesn't go according to Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning, what was Rabbi Avohu's drasha? Losocha, lo yachal. That it always means echelis rachila, echelis hanaa. Because according to his shita, the pasuk is telling me that nevela is mutter ben nesina leger and ben mechira lenachri dafka, and it's not extra to teach me any sort of drasha. The drasha is only according to Rav Meir, who's matir, nesina, and mechira, bein lagoy, bein lo v'chavim. So the whole pasuk is extra, because I don't need to be matir. Hana'a, I never would have thought that Hana'a was aser. So that's where we darshan. Oh, so lo sochal must be telling me that generally lo sochal is in Isra Hana'a. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, the pasuk's not extra. So the Gemara over there makes it clear that Rabbi Yehuda darshan's in Isra Hana'a from the fact that it says by basar trefa, u basar basad the trefa lo sochlu, la kelef tashlichen oso. So we darshan osa atamashlich lo kelef, vi atamashlich kol yisurin shabbat Torah. But you're allowed to give that to a kelef, you're not allowed to give other yisurim shabbat Torah to feed your dog. So that's the our Gemara tells like half of the story. But we explore Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, but Shitas Rabbi Yehuda doesn't fit the general source for the Isser Hana'a. Okay, so now the Gemara says Simon Shabbos Chorish v'Kalizrav Osoves Menov Yishloach Hakein. So we mentioned before that the Isser of Achilas Basa Mechalav is derived from the Sochal Kol Toeva. So says Gemara Ela Meata. Once we learn the Isser Achila from the Sochal Kol Toeva, Maisa Shabbos, anything that Chol Shabbos was done with, you have food that was cooked on Shabbos, Litzru, it should be Aser Ba'Achila and Ba'Anah because of the Sochal Kol Toeva. Tarati Afti L'Chahu. This is something that is a Toeva. So Amar Krav. The pasuk says ki kodeshi. Pasuk says ushmartem es Shabbos ki kodeshi lechem. So we darshin he kodesh vein maaseh kodesh. That which was done al yidei chil Shabbos is not kodesh, and therefore maaseh Shabbos is not asur mida oraisa midin lo sochal kol toeva. Meaning, what is the halacha of a maaseh Shabbos? So that's a discussion. Is machlokas tanaim? If something is cooked on Shabbos b'mezid, so there's a machlokas tanaim whether you're allowed to eat it on Motzoy Shabbos b'kitei sheyasu. According to our mayor, yes, you wait till the amount of time it would take for it to get done, and then eat it on Motzoy Shabbos. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's asur for the person who cooked it himself forever. For other people, it's going to be mutter. According to Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, it's asur lo ula acherim li olam. It's asur for everybody, forever. Now the Gemara in Ksubas tells us that there is a machlokas whether Maaseh Shabbos is asur midaraisa or midrabban. According to Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, it's asur midaraisa because he darshins ki kodesh hilachem, that just like kodesh is asur ba'achila, Maaseh Shabbos is also asur ba'achila, and therefore he asks for everybody forever. According to Rabbi Yehuda, though, it's only an isid rabbanan. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's asur because of a knas. According to our mayor, they didn't make a knas. You just need to wait because they asur so that you don't get direct hana'a from the isur. So our Gemara's kashas, according to our mayor and Rabbi Yehuda, why is it that when you mevashel b'shabbos amazing, is it not asur midoraisa? Kol shuti avdilach. According to Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, not such a kasha, because according to Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, it is asur midoraisa, right? He has a different drasha, but it's asur midoraisa anyway. So, but according to our mayor and Rabbi Yehuda, it's not asur midoraisa. So says Mar Chorish b'shor b'chamar, another kasha. We're going to tell me kol shuti avdilach. Anything that you did some sort of isur with is going to be asur ba'achila. So says Mar Chorish b'shor. If a person plows with the shor and the chamar together and he's violating the isser in the Torah of the sachros b'shor b'chamar yachdav chosin pi para v'dashba, or if a person muzzles the para and he threshes with the para, which is a violation of lo sachsum shor b'disho, the prototypical lo sase in the Torah. So litasu, the zra'im that are planted, that are helped out, the grain that field produces, should be asr because of lo sochal kol toeva, tati afti l'chahu. So says Gemara, hashta umash Shabbos t'chamira. If by Shabbos, where the isser is such a chamer d'ke isser, still ma'ase mutarim, we say that Maisa Shabbos is on a Dorais level mutar b'achilu ba'na'a, hani, when it comes to Charisha b'shor b'chamar, chasim as shor b'disho, where it's a much lower level isser, so lo kol shkein, then all the more so, it's got to be mutar b'achilu ba'na'a. You're not going to have an Isra Achila Isra Na. So it says, okay, but what about Kilei Zra'im? If you have different types of Zra'im that are planted together, Litasru, it should be that which grows should be Asur Ba'achilu Ba'na from the Sochal Kol Toeva to the after the Chahu, because it's something that Kodesh Baruch Hu distanced us from. So it says, Mar, Midgali Rachman Agabe Kilei Akerem, from the fact that the Torah specifically tells us that by Kilei Akerem that it's Asur Ba'na, because it says Pen Tikdash, which we darshan pen to kadesh, that don't plant klayim in your field because you might have to burn whatever grows. So you see that that's asur b'ana. They are a toeva, and nevertheless, the Torah did not rely on lo sochal kol toeva to tell me it's a toeva. It is a separate pasuk pen to kadesh mechal de klayim sharu. Must be that all other klayim does not have this isra of pen to kadesh, does not have this isra of toeva, and therefore kilei zra'im are in fact mutar bahana. The Torah would not have had to aser kilei akerim bahana because we would learn it from the sochal kol toeva. The fact that the Torah asers it bahana tells me that kilei zra'im must not be aser bahana. Tosfos raises the question: well, wait a second. Pen to kadesh is telling me that kilei akerim not just aser bahana, that it requires sreifa. So you can't darshan from the fact that Kilei Zra'im doesn't say pen tikdash that they're mutar bahana. All you could darshan is that they won't require sreifa, but maybe they're in fact asur bahana. So how is this at all a compelling drasha? So it says Tosfos that that's a good kasha, but the limud is nidcha anyway from a different kasha. So anyway, we're not gonna stick with this limud anyhow. So that's but we have other kashas also. Also, Tosa says if the Torah were trying to tell me that Kol Yisra'im are not chayiv in sreifa, it should have said pen tisraf. And by saying pen tikdash, it sounds like it's telling me that kilei akerim are asur bahana'a kikodesh, and that's why we're medayik that kilei zra'im are mutter. Meaning it didn't say just about how to get rid of it, but it said pen tikdash, which tells me that there is an element of isur like kedusha. So we're and even that's just limited to kilei akerim, as opposed to kilei zra'im doesn't have even the shame isur. Forget about how to get rid of it. So anyway, says the Gemara, how we learn from Kilei HaKerem that Kilei Zra'im are mutter b'achil b'ana, ve'ema Kilei HaKerem asurin ben b'achil b'ana, Kilei Zra'im b'achil asir b'ana sharu. Now from Pen Tikdash, I would just know that Kilei HaKerem is also both b'achil and b'ana, and that Kilei Zra'im is not. But I don't know that Kilei Zra'im is not on both of them, that it's not asir b'achil nor b'ana. Maybe it's just not asir b'ana, but it's not asir b'ana. So the Gemara answers, you can't tell me that Kilei Zra'im are asur b'achila because iskush l'kilei behema. Kilei Zra'im, there's a hekesh to kilei behema. D'chziv, behem t'cholos arbiya klayim, sad cholos izra klayim. Pasuk says in one breath that you shouldn't do kilei behema. Nor kilei zra'im ma behem tucha, just like kilei behema hayotzi mimena muteres, that which it produces is going to be mutter. Avsad hayotzi mimena muter, so to your field that which it produces is going to be mutter ba'achila. So from that hekesh we learn that it's not a violation of the sochal kol toeva. Ukilei behema gufayu, but wait a second, how do I know the vlad minalan? How do I know the vlados that come from kilei behema are mutter ba'achila? Maybe if animals are mated in a kalayim way, it's usher to eat the offspring. No, midas rachmana kalayim l'gavoha, because the Torah goes out of its way to say that kalayim is also to use as a korban. It says so we see from there that even though it's already asur mishum l'sochal kol toeva, mechalda lehed yotshari. It must be that it's not asur mishum l'sochal kol toeva, and that it's mutter lehed yot. The Torah would not have had to asur kilei behema l'gavoha if it was asur for hedyot as well, because anything that's also the hedyot is for sure also the gavoa. From the fact that it asers kilei behem the gavoa, it sounds like it's not an issur of the sochal kol toeva, and mele it's mutter for a hedyot. Tosfos raises the question that maybe you could say that we learn from the sochal kol toeva to aser kilei behem to a hedyot, and therefore kol shekem the gavoa, and the Torah only needs to write the issur of kilei behem the gavoa to tell me that it's asur even if you were makdashit and then you were marvia klayim, like we find by hikdash trefa, that the Torah has to tell me a special drasha to asur even if you're makdashit and then you're matrif it. So or like by osav espino, that the Gemara is docha, that we learn from the fact that the Torah says osav espino the gavoa, that it's got to be mutal hadyot, but maybe the Torah writes, the Gemara says, that asks it again because the shechita that comes la'achar the hektish. So maybe the same is true by kilei behema, that it's already asur mishum l'sochal kol toeva. It is including l'sochal kol toeva. Why does the Torah tell me about l'gavoa? In case that happens after you're ready makdish it. So Tosfos says that even if you need a drasha miyuchedes, a special drasha to tell me about the isra being makdish and then being marvia klayim, we still could have learned learned at all from Lusoch al Kol Toeva. If Kilei Behema was Asur Lehedot because of Toeva, we learn from there that it's Asur even Legvoa, whether you were Marvia before you were Makdashid or after you were Makdashid. Or Tosu says, we learn from Trefa to Kalatar Kula, that just like Trefa, there's no Chilik. Whether it was Trefa before you were Makdashid or after you were Makdashid, so too, that should be a rule for Kalatar Kula, that whatever the problem is, it shouldn't matter whether it's before you were Makdashid or after Makdashid. Meaning, the Kasha is goof of the Teretz. Tosu is saying, oh, and elsewhere we need a separate Pasuk beforehand and afterwards. So Tosu is saying, yeah, and because we have a separate Pasuk beforehand and afterwards elsewhere, so Mematzina, Lekalatar Kula. Anytime something is going to be Asr before your Makdashid, that same Mr. is going to be there, Legavoa, after your Makdashid as well. So says the Gemara further, Osoves Benolitzar. But still, if we're working on this Kol Toeva, that anything that's a Toeva is Aser, so if someone shachs Osoves Beno, they should both be Aser Bachilen Bana because of Losochal Kol Toeva. Mida Aser Achmano Mechusar Zman Legavoa. So says the Gemara, no. Mida Aser Achmano Mechusar Zman Legavoa, Mechal de Lahed Yotshari. From the fact that the Torah had to Aser a Mechusar Zman as a Karban, so that includes the Ben of an animal that you shechted on that day, that it's mechusar's man, meaning it's an animal that's perfectly kosher. You can use it as a carbon, just not today. You could shecht it, just not today. So you see that lahedyot must be mutter, that anything that's mechusar's man is mutter lahedyot. So says more a final question. Shiluach hakein, this is the completion of the simen that we started with. Shiluach hakein, if you have a bird that's rovates on its afrochim, and you take from the cane itself, and you violate the and now you come to Beis Din, they're mechayiv you to be mshaleach in order to fulfill the mitzvah mshaleach to shalech as a aim. So litzar, that bird should be asur b'achil ba'na because of losochal kol toeva, because you did an iser when you were notel it for yourself, it became a toeva. Says lo asur Torah, lo amra Torah rather shaleach b'takala. It can't be. Can't be that it's going to be asur b'achil ba'na, and then the Torah is going to say, and send it away. And then what? Someone's going to find it, someone else is going to, and it's going to be asur b'achil ba'na. You can't just put that out in the marketplace. You can't put out something that's asur b'achil ba'na. So that's just logically, it can't be that it becomes asur b'achil ba'na. Okay, other makoros, that pasuk b'chol is asur b'achil ba'na. So far we have one, that losochal kol toeva. That's how we know pasuk b'chol is asur b'achil ba'na. And we said, oh, and by the way, there are a whole bunch of exceptions to Losochal Kol Toeva, and that was our whole simon, all of the exceptions that we just went through of Losochal Kol Toeva. Amrei Shlakish Minayin Lebas Bechalav Shasur. Now you know how I know that you're not allowed to eat Bas Bechalav. Tamal Omar Pasuk says Bekarban Pesach Al Tochu Mimena Na. Right, we're within Shloshim Yom. The minute is that people start learning Hilchos Pesach by the Purim Suda. Right, Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag. So we got to start already discussing Inyani Pesach. So how do I know Bas Bechalav Zasur? Because the Pasuk says Bekarban Pesach Al Tochu Mimena Na, that you're not allowed to eat it unless it's fully roasted. Or Vashal Mevushal, or you're not allowed to eat it when it's cooked in water. So l'chora she'ein tamalomar mevushal. Torah didn't have to say mevushal. Ma tamalomar mevushal. Why does it add that extra word mevushal? Lomar l'cha she'esh chabishal acher shuhu kazeh. There's another type of a bishal that's asr ba'achila just like this one. Ve'ezeh zebas b'chalav. It's to tell me that you should know Karban Pesach is not the only isra of bishal in the Torah. There's another isra of bishal in the Torah. What's the other isra of bishal in the Torah? That's basar b'chalav. That's the drasha. Very strange drasha. It could be anything. I don't know. How do you know that it's basar b'chalav? Chassam Sofer explains that we don't find any isra of bishal in the Torah except for the isra of being mivashal gadiba chalev. So the isra to mivashal Pesach b'mayim and the isra to mivashal Pesach b'mayim. So it's mistaver that one is being megala on the other. Because they're the only two isuri bishal. We're not learning from here the basar b'chalav is asur bishal. That we know in the pasuk was mivashal gadiba chalev mo. What we're learning is that the isra of bishal basar b'chalav is similar to the isra of bishal of carbon Pesach, that they're both going to be aser ba'achila once you are mevashal them. The place he brings a raya from here, the place in Simon Pei Zayin in Yoredeya, when he talks about the Yisra of Bishl Basa Mechalav, says maybe this is a Ketzas Raya. Rabbeinu Snipes writes, maybe it's a Ketzas Raya that there's no Yisra Basa Mechalav B'tzli Min HaTorah. That if you roast Basa Mechalav together, that it's not Asa Min HaTorah. Because according to Reish Lakish, the Makar of the Yisra is from Pesach, where it's also to be Mevashal. By Pesach, Tzliya is Mutter. So, and not only is it Tzliya Mutter, it's Mitzvah Litzlos. That's where you're supposed to do it. And even though we don't paskin like Reish Lakish says the place, but we learn the Yisra Basa Mechalav, we learn the Yisra Basa Mechalav from somewhere else. But nevertheless, it's mistaber that the other Amoraim don't disagree with this detail of Reish Lakish. They agree that Tzli is not considered a Bishul, and there's no Yisra Basa Mechalav but Tzli. They just don't think that this is the source of the Yisra Achila of Basa Mechalav. That's the Shita of the place. The Pri Chadash is Medayik, the same thing from a Shita Saran, where he says, Min HaTorah, Basa Mechalav, there's no way that Basa Mechalav, you're ever going to be chayv to take off a Kedei Klipa by Basa Mechalav, because Derech Bishul Asra Torah. It's only Asr if you're Mevashal. Whenever you're Mevashal, it gives more than a Kedei Klipa. It Asrs the whole thing. So it sounds like the Yisra Basa Mechalav is not knowing Betzli, because Betzli, it only goes Kedei Klipa. So anyway, that's the discussion some of the Achronim have, where the Yisra Bishul Basa Mechalav applies to Tzlias Basa Mechalav as well. You throw a cheeseburger on the grill. Is that an Yisra Basa Mechalav Min HaTorah? Right? Nafkamina can you own stock in McDonald's. So Amalei Rabbi, I'm not going to get into that now. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan says to Reish Lakish, Ku'ura Zu Shoshana Rebbe? Wait a second. He says, do you have a problem with what Rebbe said? That we learned this from a totally different source. The Brisa says that by Psulei HaMekdashin, the Pasuk says, Lo Sochlenu. The Pasuk says, Rak Adam Lo Socha Ala Aretz Tishmachanu Kamayim. And then it says, Lo Sochlenu L'man Yitavach. That pasuk is extra. So it must be that the Torah is talking about basa mechalav to tell me that it's asr ba'achila. Atom basa mechalav akas medaber. It says an extra lo sochlenu. Who tells you to apply that to basa mechalav? It could be any issue in the Torah. Amrit seilman mishlosh esamid shatar nedrashes ben. You have to go look at the Shalosh Esrei Midrash HaTorah Nedrashes Ben. Dabar Alamed Me'inyano, a pasuk that is sasum. It's not explicit what it's talking about. We learn from the parsha that it's written in on about what inyan it must be talking about. Vameakas medaber, that what's the inyan of the parsha b'shnei minin? It's talking about psulei hamikdashim that are niftu, that each one is considered shnei minim, since there is a dinim of chulin and there's a dinim of kachim, because it's psulei hamikdashim and you're poda, so it's sort of like this combination of chulin and kachim together. So afkan, so it must be this extra phrase in the pasuk is about bishnei minim. It's about two different things that are problems in a mixture, namely basar b'chalav. So since there's a makar in the brisa for the yisra of achilas basar b'chalav, why do you need another pasuk? Why do you have to bring up other pesukim? So Reish Lakish answers the kasha of Rabbi Yochanan and why he has to learn the yisra of basar b'chalav from another pasuk, because imei ahi, if I relied on your pasuk by psulei hamikdashin, I would think Pasuk B'chalav is only Asur B'Achila. I wouldn't know that it's Asur B'Ana. So that's why I need another drasha to tell me from the fact that it says Mavushal to let us know that Pasuk B'Chalav is Asur even B'Ana. Because that Pasuk was said by Korban Pesach, that's Nispashel. Korban Pesach, that's Nispashel, is Asur both B'Achila and B'Ana. So that's what tells me that Pasuk B'Chalav is Asur B'Ana as well. For Rebbe B'Ana Minale, how does Rebbe know that Pasuk B'Chalav is Asur B'Ana if he's going to derive from this pasuk by psulei hamikdashin? So nafkale mehacha, he derives it from the following drasha. Nemar kan, it says by basar b'chalav ki am kadosh ata la Hashem. It says elokecha lo svashu gudi b'chalivimo. V'nemar la alon v'lo yia kadosh. A pasuk says b'vnei Yisrael. So we learn from gzeirah shava kadosh kadosh. Ma la alon, just like by lo yia kadosh, it's bahana'a. Afkan, so to basar b'chalav is bahana'a. Debei Rebbe Lazar Tana says we are another makar for the Yisra of Basa B'chalav. That in Beis Medrash Rebbe Lazar they learned Lo Sochlu Kol Nevela. It says you're not allowed to eat Nevela. Rather, the Gerash Shemeshurak the Nen of Achala Machol and Achri. And then it says Lo Savash Gli B'chalav Imahu. So Amrat Torah Kishetim Karena Lo Savash Lena Vetim Karena. When you sell it, you can't cook it first B'chalav and then sell it. So that's how we know that it's Asa B'Ana. Because if you were to cook it first, then you wouldn't be allowed to sell it, because that would be Basa B'chalav. Basa B'chalav is Asa B'Ana. So another
another makar for basar b'chalav being asr b'achila and banad. The Rabbi Shmuel Tana lo sevasha lili b'chalav imo shalosh pamim. The most famous Rasha. This echal this achila v'echal this rana v'echal this rabishal. Right? It says it three times in the Torah. One to tell me this achila, one to tell me this rana, and one to tell me this rabishal. Tanya, another makar, Isi ben Yuda Omer, minayin lebasar b'chalav sha'asar. How do I know basar b'chalav is asr b'achila? Nemar, kan it says by basar b'chalav ki am kadosh ata v'nemar lalan v'anshe kodesh tiyin li basar b'chalav de trefa lo sochelu. So we learn exer shav kodesh kodesh malalan asr afkan asr. Just like you're not allowed to eat a trefa, you're also not allowed to eat basar b'chalav. Ah, yeah, but ain't li'ele b'achila. You're not allowed to eat a trefa. B'hanoa minayin. How do I know that it's asr? Basar b'chalav is asr b'hanoa as well. If Orla, where there was no Avera done to it, there was no Isser in planting it, it's just whatever grows the first 3 years, still Asurabana, Bas Bechalov, Shenevdaba Avera. Bas Bechalov, we're clearly cooking it together as an Avera. Ain't no Dincha Asurabana, all the more so, it should be Asurabana. Says Mara, well, Mala Orla, Shkenlo Haisla Shasa Kosher. It's a bad Kalvachomer, because it could be that Dafka Orla's Asurabana, because it's so Chomer, it was never Kosher, there was never the Orla itself, meaning the first that fruit was never kosher. It grew be'isser from its very inception. So basar and chalav, by definition, each one is mutter before they got mixed together. So chametz bePesach yochiach. Here's Pesach again. Chametz bePesach yochiach. Shai salo shasa kosher. Chametz bePesach is a raya because it had a time that it was mutter ba'achila, namely before Pesach, and still basar b'ana. It's still basar b'ana. So we can learn from there to basar b'chalav that it's basar b'ana, even though. It had a shasa kosher. Ah, malach chametz pesach chen onus kares. Chametz pesach is much more chamur. It's not just a malchus; it's kares. Kilei akerim yochichu shein enus kares v'asar bana. Kilei akerim will be mochiach, but not everything that's asar bana is a chiyuv kares, because kilei akerim is not a chiyuv kares. So who had din basar b'chalav, which is not a chiyuv kares, is going to be asar bana. So the isra v'achilz basar b'chalav is learned from this gezer shav according to this daya from treifa. The isra na basar b'chalav is kalvachomer from orla. So Gemara says, why can't you learn both isurim from the same makar? Lama li gezer shav laiti kula b'kalvachomer me'orla. Why aren't you learning all from orla? Ma orla shalom. Of the Avera, so and say as follows: if Arla, where you never did an Avera with it, Asura Bein Bachila Ubein Bana is also both to eat and to get anah from, so Bas Bechalav should have the Avera Einu Din Shasur Bein Bachila Bein Bana. So Bas Bechalav, where you did an Avera being Mevashla together, all the more so should be Asur both Ba'achila and Bana. Says Amar, no, Mishum Diikal Meimar. If the Brisa would dash on that, you could say Chorish Beshor Bechamar Vechosim Piparav Vedashba Yoch. Those shenevdem avera, that those things are things that an avera was done with them, visharu. And nevertheless, the shar and the para are mutar ba'achila, and huadin basar b'chalav. And therefore, the Brisa teaches us the isra achila b'gzer shava, and only then teaches us the isra anah from the kal v'chomer. So you can't be mochiach from choresh b'shar b'chamar and from chosim pi para that the shar and the para are mutar ba'anah, because we could be docha that they're mutar ba'achila also. So that can't be a raya for basar b'chalav, which I already have an independent drasha to tell me that it's asr ba'achila. Now the Gemara is going to go back to the Brisa that learns basar b'chalav, the Yisra and basar b'chalav from a kal v'chomer and arla, and we said abam ala arla shekein lo hayla shasa kosher. And the Gemara said chametz b'pesach yochiach, and we said malach chametz pesach shekein enosh kares, and we said kilei akerim yochiach, where it's not enosh kares and it's asar b'ana. So we're going to question some of those details, but not today. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll get to that. We'll question some of those details.